Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Niger is the worst place in the world to be a mom, according to a report from Save the Children. CURE International's Josh Korn explains several factors that led to the distinction.
One of the big ones is malnutrition. The country of Niger is suffering a food shortage right now, and that obviously has implications on babies and their mothers.
CURE has a hospital in Niger's capital, Niamey. Their mission?
When we're doing a life-changing operation on a child, that is proclaiming the kingdom of God, and we try and make that as explicit as possible. People here in Niger are very receptive to hearing about Jesus and about the gospel.
Next, 100,000 kids are at risk of human trafficking, drug abuse, prostitution, and more. They live in orphanages. In part two of our series on the Ministry of Global Action, we take a look at their Touch the World ministry trips to Ukraine. Global Action's trip director, Paul Dunberg, says these trips are designed to get you involved.
We bring in teams every summer for 2 weeks. We bring in about 100 orphans, and we spend time with the kids, love on them, play games, we do crafts, sports, and then we do Bible lessons as well.
They need you for camps in June, July, and August. And leprosy is still a disease that strikes fear around the world. Although easily cured, patients find themselves isolated and ignored. It's especially prevalent in Southeast Asia. Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries serve in dozens of leper colonies throughout South Asia, bringing the hope of Christ to hundreds. In many of the colonies, fellowship groups of new believers have sprung up, and some of these have already become churches. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to distribute blankets to the needy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.